Strange Adventure.
John Friday opened the door as Sheriff Patrick O'Brien stopped his car at the little cottage.
Hello, Patrick. Come in.
The sheriff stepped into the living room, and then his brow furrowed as he gazed over the furnishings. All were covered by a heavy drapery material. Even the curtains were made of the same cloth and the same pattern.
Patrick, I know all this is poor taste from a decorator's viewpoint, but I bought all this material just to accommodate a man who had no body.
What?
Yeah, J. Billington Gates. I met him on the train. Patrick, do you believe in ghosts?
Well, we Irish have our own tales of the little people, but I can't rightly say that I believe in these modern ghosts.
Well, I didn't either until I met J. Billington Gates.
John Friday found the train seat designated by his ticket, glanced at the few fellow passengers, and opened the book he had brought along. Soon he was engrossed in a thrilling mystery story. Then he heard a strange but friendly voice.
Hello. Looks like an interesting book you're reading.
John looked up, but could see no one behind him. The rest of the passengers were asleep. The only one awake was the man across the aisle, dressed in a flashy checkered suit, and he was staring straight ahead. But the voice kept droning on.
I've been riding this train back and forth for 8 years and 5 days.
All the time?
Yes. You see, there's a curse on me. I'm haunted. There were four of us all traveling for different houses. I was selling drapery, and sales were poor. When the other men bragged about all their sales, I swore an oath that I'd sell some goods that trip if it took me forever. That was 8 years and 5 days ago. Now I'm doomed to wander until I can sell a bill of goods. Oh, kind sir, if you have any use for drapery material, or if you want to do a turn of good, I'll be so forever grateful. Just hand your check to the man across the aisle in the checkered suit.
John Friday felt a strange urge to help the salesman. So he handed over the purchase price of a bolt of cloth and glanced at the name on the receipt, J. Billington Gates. When John again looked across the aisle, the man had vanished. Patrick O'Brien shook his head in disbelief.
So, you went and bought all this stuff from a ghost, did you? And I suppose the ghost delivered it to you in person, too.
No, but I was surprised when I got a package from the express company with a receipted bill for the money.
Patrick looked out the front window for a moment, then called out with excitement.
Hey, John, come here quick. Look out there.
John hurried to the window. Striding across the street was a tall young man wearing a checkered suit. Engraved on his sample case in big bright gold letters were the initials JBG, and underneath in smaller letters the single word ventriloquist. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.